It now is time to learn more about the message. And the April 7th message from Dr. Head was all about baptism. So, Kevin, it's interesting that there are a lot of ways that baptism is executed. Talk about that and tell me why there are different ways.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Gene. The sermon yesterday was fun and interesting to kind of look back, one, at a historical perspective of baptism, but two, also current practices and how we do it. So as you said, there are a lot of different ways baptism is executed, performed, officiated. I think part of the reason, or the main reason actually, is because of the different ways baptism is viewed. I think each Christian church has a different view or perspective on baptism. So you have some churches where baptism is primarily for infants. You have some where it's primarily for older children through adults. And you have some that have a combination of that. So I think when you're looking at infants, you know, the mode or practice certainly would be sprinkling at that point. And then you have different kinds of modes or practices for older children, teenagers, and adults as well. So I think the view of each church is really what kind of determines the different ways in which the church practices baptism.
Well, that's a very interesting discussion, and I'm glad you explained it that way. So that causes me to ask you, what is baptism for?
So I think essentially baptism is, and I'm speaking here from a Baptist Protestant perspective, okay, so that's important to say. But I think baptism is essentially the physical and symbolic representation of an inward transformation that has happened when a person has accepted Christ. When we accept Christ, we often talk about, or when we accept saving faith through Christ, let's say it that way, we often talk about inviting Jesus into our heart. Well, part of what we mean by that is when we accept the saving grace of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven for our sins. So we invite Jesus or the Holy Spirit or God into our lives so that we would live for God for that day forward. Now, when that happens, we are changed inside. Paul talks about that in Scripture. This is a radical transformation. You are a new creation. And so when that happens, baptism then becomes the physical outward sign or expression of that inward change that has happened. And the reason we do it that way is because Jesus himself was baptized as he began his ministry. So it's a good image or picture of what a person does when he or she has accepted the saving faith of Jesus Christ. Then the outward sign of that is the baptism that represents we want to live our life for Jesus Christ from that time forward.
So is it all right for me to say then that baptism is actually a physical sign, a visible sign of the cleansing that has taken place with the exception of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? There's a cleansing there.
Correct, correct. And I think that's how, again, speaking as a Baptist Protestant, that's how we would view this, okay? That we would see this as there is a spiritual cleansing that has happened inwardly, and the outward sign of that or representation or symbol of that is the actual physical baptism.
Well, I like that, and I think that's very encouraging. Let me go to another direction, because I think you mentioned this in the message on the 7th. I think you use the term sacraments and you use the term ordinance. Talk about sacraments and ordinances and where does that fit into us?
Yeah, that's a very important concept, and I didn't really get to explain it in the sermon that way. But for Baptists, when we talk about baptism, we see this as an ordinance. There are two ordinances that Baptists follow, the Lord's Supper and baptism. And those are two things that we see that Jesus did, then therefore we do them. For us as an ordinance, what we mean by that is this is a symbol. It is an outward sign of an inward transformation.
Okay.
So it is a representation. It is a symbol. It is something we do because Jesus told us to do it and we want to follow in his steps. Now, that is different from, let's say, a Catholic a more ancient Christian understanding of a sacrament. And a sacrament, let's say in the Catholic Church, there are seven sacraments. And the Eucharist, or the Lord's Supper and baptism, are two of those seven. Now, the sacrament is actually an act where God's presence and God's grace is ushered into the life of the person when he or she participates in the act. So it's not a symbol. It's not an image or representation. It is an act that actually dispenses, if you will, God's grace to the person. So that's a very different understanding than our view as baptism being a symbol.
Well, then shall I say that for us, with the Holy Spirit present, that we're with God all the time, we don't need a sacrament to set a stage where God comes to visit with us.
Yeah, I think that is how we would see that. Absolutely. That's how we would view it. And we do these things because Jesus told us to do them. We don't do them because that's the only way that we receive God's presence and God's grace. Yes. So I think that's really important, and I think it's a great way to see that. That doesn't in any way, though, diminish the importance of baptism. It's still a very important, significant time. It's just that we don't think the act itself actually ushers in God's presence in a different way in terms of how a sacrament is viewed. Now, the way I did talk about that in the sermon, I think this is important to say. Baptism in and of itself does not confer salvation.
Right.
And we did talk about that in the sermon. Yes. And so that's part of what I'm talking about with the difference of a sacrament. Salvation actually comes through participating in the sacraments, in that view. Well, when we see this as an ordinance, that's not the case, okay? We do this because Jesus told us to do it, but the act itself does not actually confer salvation. We've already received that. This is just a symbol of what has happened.
Well, Kevin, we thank you for giving us this additional knowledge about baptism, and I hope it has been of help to those who are listening. The April 14th message in this series is about suffering. God bless.